Amser Maethonol. In the north of Wales, where my family comes from, there are more sheep than there are people. And the people that live there work in the fields, they work with the sheep. And some of the young people, they have the idea that they don't want to stay in the country that they live in Wales. They want to go to the big cities. They want more of an adventurous life. They think that where they live is boring. And in this story that I'm about to tell you, which is a very famous Welsh story, there is such a young man who could be any of the young men in any of these villages, such as Llangefni or Llanfacraeth or Llanfair Pwyllgin Gethgo Gerill yn Drobo Llantysilio Gogo Goch. So this young man looked after some sheep, and his head was never really there. He was always thinking of other things. He thought his life wasn't good enough, and he didn't pay attention. And one day the sheep wandered off and got lost. Perhaps a wolf got them. Perhaps a thief got them. Perhaps they just got lost. But anyway, he had to go back to his parents and tell them that he'd lost the sheep. They weren't very happy about this. So after a while, this young man felt that it was time for him to leave. He didn't want to live there anymore. He'd go to London. He'd become rich, because somebody told him that the streets of London were paved with gold. So he set off one morning to walk to London. In those days, a lot of people walked to London. It's a long way, but you can do it. To walk to London, you need to put one foot in front of the other and wait till you get there. To help, you need a stick, a staff. So this young man saw a beautiful hazel bush and decided to cut himself a staff from one of the branches of the hazel bush. And that he did. It was lovely. It was about as tall as him. Sat in his hand quite nicely. Walked along next to him. It was very nice. So he walked to London with his staff. And when he got to London, he found that the streets were not paved with gold. They were paved with other things. There are a lot of dogs in London. So he was standing on a bridge. He was begging to the people that went past. And he saw across the road of the bridge an old man who was looking at him. And he wondered why. "Hey, old man, why'd you keep looking at me?" "Oh," said the old man, "I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at your staff." "You're looking at my staff? Why?" "Because it's very interesting, your staff. It looks very nice. Can I hold it?" "Well, yes." So the young man gave the old man the staff, which he took in his hand, and he held it up to the light, and he stretched it out before him, and then he started sniffing it with his nose. He was smelling the staff. The young man thought he was about to start licking it with his tongue, so he took it away from him. "What do you think you're doing?" "Oh," said the old man, this is war. I can't tell you what this is. This is really important. This is a very important thing. Tell me, where did you get this from?" "Well, I got it from a hazel bush in the field near where I live." "Ah, really? Could you take me to that field near where you live and the hazel bush?" "Well, yes, but why would I want to do that?" "Well, because I think that underneath that hazel bush, there's something very special. Gold, silver, jewels." "Really?" said the young man. "Really? Oh, well. Now you're talking. Gold, silver, jewels. I'm interested in those. When should we start?" "Right now." So the old man and the young man walked back up to North Wales from London. They slept under hedges. They slept under bridges. It took them quite a long time because the old man's legs were short and he didn't have a staff. But eventually they came to the village where the young man lived, and there was the field, and he showed him the field, and there in the field was the hazel bush. And he showed him the hazel bush. And the old man looked, and he saw where one had been cut away, and he took, just to check, the staff that the young man had, and he put it where the cut was, and could see that that's where it came from. Yes, 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 that's the place. This is the place, definitely the place. I can smell it. I know. There's gold under here. Now, young man, get a spade and dig. A spade? Said the young man. Yes, I'm too old to dig. You dig. Oh, okay. You want the gold, don't you? Yes. So the young man got a spade and he came back and he started digging. And he dug and he dug and he dug. Try over here, said the old man. And he dug and dug and dug. No, I think maybe here. Ah, that's the place. You see, just there. I can feel it in my waters. Dig there. So he dug there and suddenly, ka-chang, his spade, ka-chang, hit, ka-chang, something hard, ka-chang. He dug around the thing that was hard, and it was a stone. A big, round stone. As big as the table that I'm sitting at. Now, lift it up, said the old man. Lift it up, said the young man. Look, how can I lift this up? It's too big. Try with your staff. So the old man got the staff, and he put it under the rock. He lifted it up, and underneath there were some steps. He put the staff so that the rock stayed up. Everything was fine. And they went down the steps and they came into a cave. They sat at the bottom of the steps and looked into the cave to get their eyes used to the darkness. And the first thing that the young man saw was a room, a big cave, a big hollow full of shining things. And after a while, he realised that the shining things were swords and helmets, and they were all ordered orderly in a row and lined up. And then he realised that under the helmets there were heads, and the swords were in hands, and the hands were attached to arms, and the heads were attached to bodies, and he saw that there were hundreds of warriors, all lying, sleeping on the ground, all in a circle, and in the middle of that circle was a throne, and on that throne was a king, but not just any king. This was King Arthur, and there he was, fast asleep. The old man was on his knees in front of the king. Oh, my king, he said. Oh, my king, what a privilege, what an honour it is to be here, to kiss your foot. And he kissed his foot. The king carried on sleeping. The sound of all the warriors sleeping filled the cave. The young man was impatient, and he said to the old man, where's the gold? Where's the gold? Ah, said the old man, and pointed at the back of the cave. And there was another opening, an entrance. And he went to that entrance. And there, behind a huge bell, and when I say a huge bell, the bell was as big as the entrance to this second cave, was gold, was silver, were jewels. There's gold and silver and jewels in there. Yes, said the old man. Now take what you want, but be careful. If you ring that bell, you will wake all of these warriors up and the king as well, and then there will be trouble. So very carefully, the young man went past the bell. He had to breathe in. He had to make himself as small as he could. And he scratched along the wall until he got into the second cave. And there was the gold and silver and jewels. Oh, he filled his pockets up. He filled his socks up. He stuffed his shirt into his trousers and filled his shirt up. He was so full of gold. And he came back. Oh, how lovely. How lovely. I'm rich. But of course, he had so much gold and silver and so many jewels in his pockets that it made him quite big and he couldn't get past the bell. He tried as much as he could to get past the bell and he had to leave some of the gold and silver behind. So he emptied his pockets of what he'd taken until he had just a few coins. And then he could slip past the bell and back out into the chamber where the old man was. Well, he said, I've got what I wanted. And so they started to go. But as he was going up the steps, he thought of all that gold and the silver. Oh, all that gold and silver, and I've got to leave it here. No, 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 no. And he went back again, and he clambered over the warriors, and he went past the king, and he went past the bell again, and he filled his pockets up. The old man, who was on his way up his steps, didn't know anything about this. And he came back, but the gold and the silver was too much. And he pushed the bell as he tried to get past it, and the clapper of the bell hit on the side of the bell, and dong, it echoed throughout the whole of the cave. The old man, displaying a speed which you wouldn't have thought, ran back down the stairs again. You fool, you idiot, what have you done? I don't know. Go. The bell had woken the warriors. The bell had woken the king. The old man, as quickly as he could, went round to all of the warriors and said, not yet. Not now. Tomorrow. Go back to sleep. Soon. Wait. And then he went to the king, who was awake, and the king looked at him, and he took the hand of the king, the old man, and kissed the hand of the king and said, the privilege, the honour is mine to have seen you in my lifetime, but now is not your time. And the king slept again. The old man pushed the young man out. Get out, you fool! And when they got up, the old man took the staff so that the rock fell down again. And they went. They went their separate ways. The young man went back to his village and bought some sheep for his father, and he had lots of gold and silver and jewels, and he was a young man. He went down where all his friends were, where they drank and gathered around the market square and the pump, and he bought them all something to eat and something to drink, and oh, he bought a nice horse, and he bought another nice horse, and oh, he bought a nice carriage, and he bought himself some boots, you know, leather boots, the ones that go right up to your knees. And he bought a lovely jacket and some trousers and a hat with a feather in it. In short, as time went by, he spent that money as if, well, he spent the money. And of course, after a while, there was no money left. One day he was sitting at the market at the water pump, and his friends came past and said, well, have you got anything for us today? And he felt bad about that, so wait here. So he took his spade and he went back to the field. There was the hazel bush, but he couldn't remember where it was. It was all covered over again, as if it had never been there. He couldn't find the rock. And wherever he put his spade in, it didn't go kajunk. It went pfft. Wherever he put it in, it just disappeared into the soft Welsh wet soil. He spent days digging up that field. People thought he'd gone mad making holes in that field. He didn't find it. He never found it. And people thought he was the craziest guy in the town. He didn't find it. He never found it. People said he had gone quite mad, especially in the evenings, when he used to sit around with other friends and tell them the story of the king that slept in a cave underneath the hazel bush. They all thought he was mad for that. But there were only two people who knew the truth. Now there are more. And that is the end of my tale.